This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Conversation is your, it's, I know, a great way for you to spend your time. You get enthralled listening to the conversation, but you better get at whatever it is you're supposed to be doing. You can do two things at once. Listen to us and do other things. Use your brain and your mind listening to us, and use your body to brush your teeth, for example. That's an important thing. Never, there's nothing worse than bad breath in the morning. Ooh, ah. So clean that up. Nothing worse than bad thinking as well. So we'll try to put you on the creative path to thinking. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the studio controls in Washington. Jennifer tried, but went, that was the end of that. Okay, so I'm going to be traveling today. It's a beautiful day across the country. Great day for traveling. The focus on traveling, though, is not the weather, but those who are pondering flying without their laptops. Aviation security officials, i.e. the TSA, are determined to ban the computers, the iPads, that sort of thing, in devices. They do not want you to bring them in the cabin if you're coming back from Europe. You can use them on your way, but you can't use them on the way back. So all kinds of, as you can imagine, frustration and anger, government meddling. This is just another way to take control of our lives. What are we going to do?
Well, this was specific intel, though, right, that came from Israel?
And by the way, what did you do before you had a laptop? What did you do before you had an iPod? Hello, it's
this
called
a book. This is a good
a
boost
book.
For a yeah. book, right, or for a lot
book.
Of girls.
Magazine.
This is going to be good business for tabloids, because that's usually the first thing that women do. We go right
airport,
to the newsstand and pick up every tabloid.
Of course, the conspiratorials say, it's just to keep the newsstands in business. There are a lot of people who get on planes even now and fill up with all of that stuff that you're talking about, all of those. There's about a dozen of those magazines that women seem to like more than men. Although I like to look at Us Magazine and People Magazine. I kind of want to see what's going on. So that's
because you have a girl chip, and that's why we love you.
Oh, well, thank you very much. All right, yesterday the stock market went down 300 points. Oh, why could that be? Well, because of the turbulence in Washington, the impeachment. You see, these people who, and I don't know whether they're shorting stuff. There are all kinds of reasons. And you say, oh, no, people wouldn't do that. Are you kidding? All of these people that are influential, they can come up with 87 different ways to skin a cat and how to make money. And so you start a rumor there's going to be an impeachment and the market goes down 300 points. You don't think that a number of those people are going to go buy stocks that have gone down or shorted some of the stocks that you know, some of the tech stocks that are vulnerable? Come on. Use your common sense. Don't be naive. Don't be like me. And think, oh, no, people wouldn't do that. Are you kidding? The financial markets are rattled because somebody is creating a fear in many people, or trying to create that fear, that would subsequently derail the tax reform, for example. Paul Ryan very eagerly out there yesterday saying we need to pass this now, and he's right. They do need, not because people are worried about Trump, but because it's the right thing to do and it's time. Business-friendly policies, the government has got to get out of the way to really let this country do what it's capable of doing. But we have, because of greedy politicians and socialistic thinking and a lot of other stuff that has gone into putting us in the problem we are. Now, people forget, because they're so, oh, Trump is terrible. The last guy was horrible, and the guy before him was horrible. it's been three presidents at least since we had somebody that really was able to bring all the people together that need to be put together. Trump's good in that he can give the markets confidence in business and, you know, fix the tax stuff and whatever other things. But he's not good, obviously, at dealing with the public. It's too bad. I've said often we need to have co-presidents, two people, one guy who's an administrator and somebody else who's out there doing the PR. And that, it seems to me, is more obvious now than it ever has been, because Trump is horrible with PR. He is. He's his own worst enemy. He can't shut up. He doesn't know how to stop tweeting. He doesn't know. He has no sense of savoir-faire. I think that's the word I'm looking for, Victoria. So he keeps stumbling and bumbling around. Meanwhile, a lot of the things that he has put forth are great initiatives. Super. Great for the country. Great for all of us. And you want to wish him well. But then there's no such thing as perfection. And see, that's what the news media, in it's this dream world. Oh, wouldn't it be great if Obama was back? How many people said when Obama was president, oh, wouldn't it be great if we had George Bush back? No to both of those. No.
I think universally everyone can agree on that one.
No. Uh-uh. So I wouldn't mind, in terms of what Clinton could do if you take his, you know, scurrilous behavior out of it. Clinton is probably the smartest president that we've had for a long time, and was able to do a lot of things.
I think he's the smartest politician we've had.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Yeah, okay.
I think there's a difference.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, right. I would, yeah, okay. Yeah. Meanwhile, we have all of this stuff.
I mean, that's just my opinion, but, you know.
No, I think that's good. That's astute. Yeah, I wouldn't argue with that. Speaking of politicians, the South Koreans, now that they have a new leader, have yet again renewed a call for a dialogue with the new president's Moon. President Moon wants to talk to, what's the official title of that little squirt, Kim Jong-un? What's his official, he's God, yeah, North Korean God.
I guess what
he's called the leader, but what's his title? I don't know what his title is.
That's a good question.
Thank you. Yeah. Another good question from Doug. All right. Anyway, so they're trying to get, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's smart. Let them talk and figure out what there is that they can do to live peacefully and happily as we move ahead. All right. A couple of items of interest for women regarding women's empowerment and women having babies. Aha! Do they go together? I don't know. We'll try to figure that out. Stand by. 14 after the hour.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the National Painting Week sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 29th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient. Because you know there's always a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 30%. Up to 30% on the building supplies you use every day, like insulation and drywall, which is a better way to do business. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more.
Visit the Pro Desk or LowesForPros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for discount, U.S. only.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 16 past the hour on the DJV Experience. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Women's Empowerment in Pakistan. Motorcycles. Interesting. Pakistan isn't as bad as Saudi Arabia. And maybe the reason that they're waking up is because there are so many more people there and they can't control them anymore. Feminists are traveling around on motorcycles, it would seem, especially one named, you're going to have to help me with this one, Gulshan Tariq. Gulshan Tariq, is that, do you think that's...
Gulyafshan? Gulyafshan? Gulyafshan.
All right, her too.
Sound it out. Gulyafshan Tariq.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, so here's a civil rights activist. She's also a computer engineer and an athlete. In Pakistan, that is a rather unique combination of skills. She's taking a 22-day motorcycle ride in Pakistan aimed at promoting peace and empowerment for women. Quote, it's my self-initiative to promote this peace, women's empowerment, women in sports, message around the globe that Pakistan is a peaceful place and you ought to go visit there. Well... Pakistan.
I'm not sold.
No, Pakistan is not a peaceful place.
I mean, I love what she's doing.
I can imagine that women or men or everybody over there would like to because they don't like their government. It's pretty astounding. If you were to do a survey, go around the globe to find out what people's satisfaction was with their government, you'd have a hard time getting 15-20% of those who are in any number of countries to tell you that they like their government. They don't. Pakistan, another place where women are repressed, and it's just this stupid ideological, in some cases religious focus. It sounds arrogant for us to say, oh, how dare they be like that? But come on, never mind America versus the rest of the world. What's right for women? What's right for men? Why isn't there equality? How'd they ever get to be in this position in the first place? It's annoying. All right, so...
Yep.
Here's something for you, Victoria. Women who are your age, women in their early 30s, for the first time having more babies than women in their 20s. The data released yesterday, the shift caused by more women choosing to wait longer to have children, as well as a steady national drop in the number of teenagers who are giving birth. So with teenagers having sex, but apparently teenagers are getting smart about their activity. So now the birth rate for women in your age group, Victoria, is about 103 per 100,000. For women who are 10 years younger than you are, it's 102 per 100,000. So it's not a great difference, but yet it used
not
to be
that much of
lopsided
a
the other. I mean, it was really lopsided. Women in their 20s having a lot more babies than women in their 30s. The average age for women having their first child is 28 now, and if you went back 10 years, the average was 26. The overall birth rate down to about 62 births per 100,000 women in our country.
That's
campaign.
Not a lot.
No, it isn't. It's gone down. I think this is a lot. People have done a lot of work on this. The National Campaign to
Prevent... Is this amongst white women?
I was just about to ask myself that. It's not specific. The National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy, however, I would think would take into account all races, suggesting teenagers are now growing up with fewer and fewer peers getting pregnant. A fellow that runs it said, we always talk about peer pressure. So, and it's a negative force now, force for good. So that's good. I think that's overall.
Well, and there's also, and you know, I mean, when you look at this stuff too, it's important to talk about birth control, which is more accessible.
Sure is. Running one half the hour.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Music like Pharrell Williams. So he's in the news, music news today. It's the portion during every hour in which we pay attention to things going on in the world of music. And he's in the news today because he delivered quite a speech at NYU. He's always been an advocate for women's rights, and his speech to the class of 2017 was no different. He was able to share some elements of equality at their graduation ceremony. He received a Doctor of Fine Arts degree, spoke to the Tisch School of Arts graduates yesterday, made a splash there when he was an artist in residence. I think that was without last year. I remember he spent time there. And that happens a lot with these people, especially musicians, who can get the school's happy to have them because great attraction for students, get people to enroll. And it's also kind of a bona fide for those who want to have more than just, the run-of-the-mill, I write the songs. But these people want to think that their artistry has value. We all want that. I would like to think my artistry, because there's an art to doing what we do here. I'd like to think that, frankly, the program belongs in the Radio Hall of Fame and the Broadcasters Hall of Fame. Someday, maybe we'll get there. And that's really, it's about credibility as much as anything else. So he got a Doctor of Fine Arts degree. Spoke to the group. It was actually they had this in Yankee Stadium. Good God. He praised Generation Z for turning the world on its head when it comes to social justice, pushing the limits of innovation in both the creative and technical world, call for equality of women. Yeah, they like to think that that's getting closer, and I guess it is. But he said, listen to this. He said, imagine the possibilities when women are not held back. The world that you will live in will be a lot better. This is the first generation that navigates with the security and confidence to treat women as equals. Obviously, he didn't know what was going on in Pakistan yesterday, but it's America. Anyway, he is a great example. I think he's a very cool guy. I like him.
I love him. Big fan.
He just carries himself well and interesting. Mm-hmm. He doesn't seem to be... He doesn't do anything that turns people off. He's very smart. How he handles it. Maybe I hope that's just the way he is, frankly. Musical department, the boy band. The boy band. There are a lot of people still wondering about who's going to be the judge on the reboot of American Idol. ABC revealed several key pieces in its reality series Boy Band that might fit in here. So this is where Nick Carter is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Spice
well,
Girls.
Still with the Backstreet Boys. They have a new album and a tour.
Yeah,
Jennifer,
but didn't he get
see them
booted,
soon in Vegas.
He got booted out of The Voice, though, right? Did Nick Carter get booted?
He was never on The Voice. No.
Where was he? Who was he the announcer for? Wasn't he the...
Oh, you're thinking Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon
got booted from America's Got Talent, yes.
Right, okay. All right, so Carter and Cannon. Carter's father is the one that we were talking about earlier who died.
Correct,
right.
Yep.
Okay, all right, I got it. I have to get my cards right here for whoever's up first. Anyway, let's see. Emma Bunton from the Spice Girls and Rita Ora have signed on for the series Boy Band. So I don't know any of these people. What's the show going to... Is it focusing on younger music, obviously?
Well, basically the most famous girl band ever was the Spice Girls.
Spice Girls,
and one of the most famous boy bands has been the Backstreet Boys. So they're going to have all these contestants break into two teams, male and female, and they eventually want to form a boy band or a girl band.
Oh.
So it'll be really interesting to see if, you know, like Simon Cowell often creates boy bands like One Direction, they may do the same.
Ah, and then they can benefit. Everybody benefits under that circumstance. The promotion.
Exactly.
Everybody's got a piece of the action. Good, that's smart. Good business. And kind of fun when it comes to creativity and music, which we need more of. So good. Okay. Got the picture. 28 after the hour here on the DJ V Show.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, sometimes just one is not enough. And it doesn't only refer to potato chips. It can refer to dogs and cat as well. Many of my listeners have more than one pet or have one pet and are thinking of adding a second pet into the household. Some people are real lucky. My mom was able to go out, pick up a stray, bring them in the house, and somehow they all got along with each other. But there are things you need to know. A little first pet psychology. Anytime a new animal is coming into a house where one animal already exists, there's going to be some challenges. There's going to be territorial challenges, there's going to be challenges over affection, there's going to be challenges over food. It's up to you as a good pet guardian to avoid these. And one of the best ways to avoid it is to introduce the two dogs away from the house, perhaps on neutral territory, so they get to know each other without all the territorial craziness. Also, start feeding each dog out of two dishes so there's no possessiveness over food. Given time, a little space, and a lot of work on neutral territory, one day you'll come home and find them sleeping whisker to whisker. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Minutes after the hour, it's the traditional time when we come back for the second half of this hour of the Thursday DJV experience with Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen, at C. Schillen, at On Air Victoria, at DJV Show. You can like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. And you know what? It's self-serving in a way, but can we connect the DJV Show to Eastley Farm, the Facebook page for Eastley Farm? Would you do that?
We can't. We'll have to talk about this offline. Yeah,
really?
We can't connect, but we can. We can share.
Friend? Can you be? Yeah, but you can be friends.
We already like friend. And friend Eastley, but we can share it with our friends. Yes.
All right. Yeah, we could share that because a lot of things are going on. A lot of people are excited. It's kind of cool.
Can you pet a cow? Because that's all I want to know.
Yes, you can. I have one of the new girls came up to me the other day, and stuck her nose in my butt, and then she stuck her nose under my arm because she wanted me to scratch her head. People say, aww, cow does that? It's like a dog. If you treat them with love and respect and kindness, they are going to react. They're not going to jump. They're not going to be afraid. So this little girl just stuck. She's decided that I'm her friend, and she's aww, come over. And each time I've gone in there, yesterday I was in there, and she came. Actually, it was kind of cute. This is the time I should have more video, because she came running to me when she saw me come out into the field. She came running, and then all the rest of them, they don't do anything by themselves. The lead cow starts to move, and then the rest of them all just come. They look up, aww, and then that's why there's what they call a boss cow. The first cow who moves in a particular direction, and it's very interesting. I've said this before, but it became evident yesterday again. I have about an 84, 85, 86 area of acres of pasture on the farm. And so there are, at this time, I think of 24 heifers out there. We're going to get another 20 or so in the next week. And the Ashers, which is a brown cow, and the Holsteins, which are the black and white cows, which most people traditionally think are the cows. All cows are black and white. They are not. But anyway, so I noticed that the brown heifers were on the side of the hill and about 4 acres away were the black cows. And I have said this. This is very interesting, though, to note. The brown cows always stay by themselves, and the black cows stay by themselves. It's a fascinating thing to observe.
Cow segregation.
Yeah. Yeah, in a manner of speaking. Okay, here's the story from Yale University. We're talking about all of these graduations. Pharrell Williams is going here, and the president went there, and somebody else speaking here as commencement speaker. The dean at Yale University, who is in charge of cultural sensitivity, has apologized for insensitive reviews of restaurants, gymnasiums, and theaters in New Haven. These are Yelp reviews. She referred to customers at a restaurant as white trash. Let's see here.
This is her. These are personal reviews that she's left,
yes,
on Yelp?
Right.
Wow.
Her name is June Chu, C-H-U, the dean of the college at Yale University, one of the colleges, Pearson College. She said the people that she's run across in movie theaters are barely educated morons. Let's see, what other sort of offending reviews has she had circulating? Yeah, I mean, in that position, if you're in charge of cultural sensitivity.
Wow.
Not too smart to be posting stuff like that on social media. And, of course, then the Daily News gets a hold of it, and they're all, you know. This is what she wrote on Saturday. Quote, "To put it quite simply, if you are white trash, this is the perfect night out for you," talking about a Japanese restaurant. "This establishment is definitely not authentic by any stretch of any imagination, perfect for the low-class folks who believe this is a real night out. Oversalted and greasy food. Note, employees are Chinese, not Japanese."
Yikes. Isn't her last name Chinese?
Chu. C-H-U.
C-H-U would, yep, be Chinese, right?
Well, she's doing restaurant reviews. I suppose that's an appropriate last name.
Oh, God. For Chinese restaurant?
I think he means because of food.
Chew.
Chew. Eating.
Oh.
Chew.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Right. Thank you, Kara.
That's how good that was.
Wait a minute. Is that a critique? Wait, just hold on a minute. Let's back up for a second.
No. I love puns when you have to explain them. Those are my favorite ones.
Okay.
Oh, puns that need explaining. They're the best.
Just a minute. What's the... All right, so here's what's going on at Harvard this week. A lot of them are doing graduations. Black students at Harvard organizing a graduation ceremony of their own to recognize the achievement of black students and black faculty members. 700 students and guests are registered to attend Harvard's first black commencement, which will take place, I believe, today, because the regular graduation is Saturday. I may have the date wrong. Maybe graduation is Sunday, and this is tomorrow. It's either today or tomorrow. Anyway, they say it's not meant to replace the ceremony, but rather to add something that is missing. At Harvard University, trust me, folks, There ain't anything that's politically incorrect, and this ain't missing, if you kind of get my drift. This is another one of those over the top. And people say, oh, you racist pig, Stefan. No, it's just, I mean, if they want to have it, that's fine. The Harvard Black Graduate Student Alliance is putting this out. Come on with this stuff. I mean, what is there about, at what point do we recognize that we're all here together? We're all working together. I know there's plenty of prejudice, and Boston is the king of prejudice. There's no question in my mind about that. But come on. At what point do you, I mean, you can, and they don't feel like they're welcome as part of the larger community, so they say. They don't feel like their stories are being shared of some of the great graduates, so they want to focus on some of the important black graduates and black professors at Harvard and have a separate ceremony.
Well,
I mean, it's not that it's bad. It's just that if we have, we're trying to include, aren't we trying to bring everybody together? So if you have these separate, it's like a separate black student union. If you're crying about not being considered part of the society and you do stuff like this, doesn't that further dilute?
That is a good point, yeah.
I just think that's my
further alienates,
just,
yeah.
Yes. I mean, you want to be included. We want you. I want you to be included. I don't like skin barriers. I don't like people who look at other people because of the color of their skin, look at them differently. I think that's bogus BS. I grew up in an environment that accepted and accepts, and my children have been taught to not look at skin color, not look at religion, and not look at age or any other discriminatory factor, whether you're fat or skinny or whatever. Everybody is a person. Everybody has worth. And I don't mean that in that non-plus way of giving everybody in junior high school an award at the banquet. That's not what I'm talking about. But the fact that people get put aside, women are put aside, black people are put aside, for God's sakes, when the hell are you going to get it? We're all here together. And if you look at the genome project, this is the WTF portion of the program. Mommy, what does that mean? It means what the heck? I don't know. You can tell how this pushes my buttons.
Yeah. No, I agree with you, though.
I
mean, there's one thing that's celebrating, you know, a cultural achievement. That's one element of it.
Yeah.
But then
but
again,
a separate graduation ceremony, lost.
Yeah.
No, sorry.
Well, I don't know that I don't know that it's helping their cause and furthering their message
in the right way. Yeah, it isn't. No, it doesn't help their cause at all. All right, as long as we're in Boston, let's get to the sports news. Tom Brady in the news today because his wife says that he had some concussions last year.
Ooh.
Do you know that?
I'm not really surprised.
Yesterday, it was all over the Boston sports media. excuse me. Apparently, the team may not even have known this. After a game, he was feeling kind of queasy, so she took him to a hospital and had him checked out. And they told her that he had had a concussion.
Wow.
And but then it comes back. She says that he's had a concussion pretty much every year. And we don't talk about it because it's not healthy for the game. And he's Tom Brady. What will that say about getting people into the sport if Brady's having a concussion every year? That's pretty significant, pretty noteworthy. I think it is anyway, don't you?
It is, yeah.
And you know, the fact that she was the one who said it and not him.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
What does that tell you?
Yeah, well, that's...
Bob Kraft can't be too happy about this today.
She is quickly going to become the most unpopular woman in New England. She is very outspoken as it is about things.
Is she? I don't know that much about her. I make fun of her name, but I don't know that much about her.
Yeah, she is. And
she makes as
when
much money as he does. Doesn't she? She's a big model?
I'd say pretty close. She's probably she at one point was the world's biggest supermodel. So, yes, there at one point
she
definitely
did. Makes
the
most money?
Makes the most money.
Okay.
You would not like her size. She's very thin.
Yeah. Okay.
But she, you know, she, when Tom, during the election, when someone had seen the Make America Great hat in Tom Brady's locker, and then that turned out to be a big thing, he didn't comment. She was very adamant that the family was not voting for Trump. So she is very outspoken about certain things, and if she runs with this, the NFL and especially the New England Patriots are not going to be fans
like
of
that.
Hers. No. But, you know, good for her, though. She's protecting her husband.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I would do the same thing.
Yeah, wouldn't you do the same thing? If you were married to
absolutely.
A guy who was suffering from concussions and might get dementia by the time he's 50
mm-hmm.
because of that,
right.
Well, wouldn't you say something?
Absolutely. She has three small
children.
If
you really love him,
you know, yeah.
I'd want to get him out. But how can he possibly do that? He can't get out. How's he going to
well,
get
he
out?
Well, he loves it too much. He loves it too much.
Yeah, but
and every aspect of it he loves too much.
Yeah, I feel like it's pretty well documented that guys who are married to women tend to live longer because the women will actually make them go to the doctor and make them face up to things.
What about guys who are married to other guys?
You know, I don't actually have the statistics on that, so I'm not sure.
And I, by the way, that wasn't...
That's interesting.
No, no, I'm serious. I don't know. But
right.
So I think it makes sense that she stood up
but
in that situation.
And you're right, Kara. That's when everyone always says, oh, well, you know, married men live longer than married women. And it's because exactly what Kara said. Part of it is the companionship, but the other part of it is because we make our men go to the doctor.
Just another reason not to be married.
No, it's to be married if you're a man.
Yeah, okay.
You live longer if you're married.
Companions are good.
Mm-hmm. Now, women who are married do live shorter lives because
really,
yes, married women live shorter
it's
lives than
even.
Single women.
Is that what's called getting even?
I don't know.
I
it's not
it's
fun for us
being unnecessarily stressed out.
Yes,
exactly.
Men are really. So why are women so eager to get married then? What are you getting
good
married
question.
For? You're
going to
die
know.
Before Lewis. Why do you get married to him? Just stay
no,
and live
I don't
with
know.
Him. Yeah, come on.
Especially
since I'm not invited to the wedding, why bother to ask?
The real answer to that is because he really, really wanted to get married.
Ah,
that's the true answer.
Ah,
I would be fine not being married.
Come on, Lewis.
That's
well,
the true
give me
answer.
His number. I'm calling him up.
I think it's really sweet.
Yeah, it is kind of sweet, actually. He must love you. Good God.
He does.
Jeepers, crow. Good. Consider yourself lucky.
I do. Right. I do.
I know you do. It's good. All right. Let's get to the cool things in sports here. Those of us who love hockey, be interested to know what's going on in Nashville with the Predators. Their Stanley Cup playoff run and some of the people who are watching the games, Carrie Underwood, Luke Bryan, Lady Antebellum, have been singing the national anthem, and the Predators have not been revealing who sings the anthem until they walk out on the ice. I think that's interesting.
It's been a big, fun surprise for all the fans. They never know who's going to come out onto the ice to sing the anthem. It's been great.
Mm-hmm. So how are
well,
they doing?
Well, one person doesn't like it.
Who?
The story here is, and this has been making kind of funny headlines, but the one person who does not like all of this is Dennis K. Morgan. He is the Nashville Predators in-house anthem singer.
Oh,
and he has been kicked to the side.
Ah.
He's been kicked to the side a lot lately. He said he's been feeling snubbed, and he said, I'm not going to hide my disappointment. He told the Predators that he's tired of people asking him how he feels about all these celebrities coming in and taking his place. And he said everywhere he goes, he's upset. He also said Carrie Underwood is married to Mike Fisher, who is the captain of the Predators. And so he was told he refers to her as the captain's wife. Meanwhile, it's Carrie Underwood. She's sold 65 million albums around the world. So, yeah, he's very upset.
Get a life, Joe.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Let's have some help. Those of you who are small business people, medium-sized businesses, big businesses, you hiring, got a job right now in your organization. Most everybody, no matter how big their business is, are always looking for good help. If you've got a specific job and you want to post the job to find the best candidates, I'm going to send you right now to ziprecruiter.com/DJV. You don't have to juggle with emails. You don't have to get calls in your office. This is the best of all. There are half a dozen good companies that do this sort of thing, but ZipRecruiter, by far the best, with the best results and the best program. And the best deal is that you use it free when you use the code DJV. That's right, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Get to the computer, get the description online, one click, and the job posting goes everywhere. And you'll get the best candidates, 24 hours, all you need. Screen them, rate them, manage the candidates at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Try it now. Free! ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Review what's going on in the world of medicine, courtesy of one of our medical experts here on the program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a noted cardiologist. What does that mean, noted? He's known. He has expertise. He's delivered papers overviewing his expertise in lots of different areas internationally. He's highly regarded, and I consider him one of my better friends, frankly, because he takes care of me, takes care of whatever
is
going on.
That's my most important credential.
What, being my friend?
Exactly.
All right, good, thank you. I feel the same likewise. So let's get at some of the important health news. That's what Ken does. He studies all of the journals, the medical journals, and brings us a half a dozen things, some of which you can hear here, some of which you can hear in an elongated fashion, other parts of the program. The first one here is, so I love these oxymoronic terms, Ken. Healthy obese. How is there that there's any such thing? Reviewed here by a European journal, this term is ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, it's a commonly used term, the healthy
obese.
Where?
Who uses that term?
Well, who uses it?
You wouldn't use it, would you?
I wouldn't, but
you say people who are obese, you've never seen a fat 90-year-old.
That's correct. Well, boy, you're getting to the bottom.
All right, go ahead.
But a lot of people who are obese, BMI greater than 30, and have no problems at the current time, you know, no cholesterol, blood sugar, high blood pressure, they think they're okay. and they think it's a good place to be. These are the so-called healthy obese, and they don't have the metabolic problems typically associated with obesity. And the news this week is that this is not a good place to be. There's a 50% higher risk of heart disease, a 7% higher risk of stroke, twice the risk of heart failure, and greater risk of peripheral artery disease in the so-called healthy obese.
All right. So there are people who, though, might have strong immune systems. By nature, do you think people who are heavier don't have their immune system doesn't function as well? Because there are people, I think there are people who are healthy, but there's a compromise that takes place.
I think if you're obese, you need to lose weight, and you're just lucky that you haven't yet gotten your cholesterol up, your blood sugar up, diabetes. And the best thing to do is just get that weight down. That's the take home from this report from the European Congress on Obesity this week.
All right, next. Here's something for ladies who are going through menopause, men who are with the ladies who are going through menopause, something that's pretty easy to get a hold of. I'm thinking of a salad. Could you make it? This is like kale and fennel. What a salad combo, right?
Yes. This is real hope because women going through menopause, so many have horrible symptoms, and there's a lot of fear in taking estrogen replacement that it may make things worse, cause heart attacks and strokes. And the phytoestrogens have not really been that successful at relieving symptoms. And here might be a phytoestrogen that might actually work. You can have a wide range of inconvenient symptoms during menopause. And fennel is an herb known for its culinary and medicinal uses. Doug, fennel is commonly used as a spice, and fennel tea is known to relieve indigestion or premenstrual cramps. Participants in this study, they were administered capsules containing 100 milligrams of fennel every day, twice per day, for a period of 8 weeks. So you may want to discuss this with your doctor, look into it more. But fennel may be a real possibility that's safe and effective.
Safe and effective. That sounds like a good entree into discussing for a minute what's the best way to be, if you're serious about your health and you're doing something about it, you're looking for something to help your blood pressure and that sort of thing, get good blood flow. How about listening to Ken talk about super beets?
Get your nitric oxide level up. That's Nobel Prize winning research from 1998. I recommend you measure your nitric oxide level with these test strips from the saliva from the company Neogenis. And if it's low, get their product Neo 40 to get your tank level up. You have to continuously remake nitric oxide so that your blood vessels relax and your body is communicating from head to toe. And if you need this boost, instead of these dangerous high-energy drinks, get their product Super Beets to get a sudden boost of energy during that midday lag. And don't get any of the havoc of these high-caffeinated beverages.
Well, you're just looking for trouble. This is so good. It really is. Super Beets. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. It doesn't make any difference whether you want regular black cherry, whatever. Plus free shipping when you mention Dr. Ken. Call 800-655-4183. Take Ken's advice. Get Super Beets. Start every day with Super Beets like the people on my staff do. 800-655-4183.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.